This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Something suspicious is happening in the break room.
What happened?
Someone in this room, I think, needs a favor.
Oh.
Because that's the only reason I can come up with her wanting to do this.
Hmm.
For years, the Ice Queen never showed any interest in this.
No.
And she shouldn't, in her defense. She should not be interested in this at all. But out of nowhere, all of a sudden, yesterday, here comes family-friendly Kimmy.
Family-friendly?
You're
hanging up in family friendly?
Well, I mean, it's not, you're not unfriendly. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. We'll jump right into it. So, you know, you're already gone yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A couple, 30 minutes later, I'm gathering my stuff. Yeah. I'm about to leave. And as I'm leaving, Kimmy goes, oh, by the way.
We were talking about hockey tournaments.
Yeah, my daughter's got a hockey tournament this weekend. Yeah.
And I said, when we have some time off coming up, like, let me know if your daughter's got a game or something locally, and I'd love to come watch her play.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially what I said. You looked at me like I had three heads when I asked you that.
Yeah.
I don't know why you thought it was so weird. Well, to the point where you were suspicious.
Yeah, I told her right up front after she said that. I go, listen, if you need to borrow money, I'll just lend you money.
Yeah,
it's fine. I can...
She looks like she's coming up short.
I'll Venmo you right now. It's not that big a deal. We're friends. I'll just, you don't
need
to do this.
No, you made me feel like I was doing something wrong by simply asking if I could come see your daughter play hockey. I thought that was a nice thing to do. I've known your daughter since she was a baby, and you always talk about her how much she's gotten better at hockey, and now she's a teenager. She's playing at a more competitive level, so I'm thinking like...
And you cover hockey. Collegiate hockey.
Yeah. So I was just like, maybe I'll go catch a game one day.
No, I'm not. It is very nice. It is very nice. There were two reasons why I became suspicious immediately.
Yeah.
One, Tommy.
Yeah.
My daughter's played hockey for a decade.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Kimmy has never once asked about going to her games. Not one time. Which is fine. You shouldn't.
Yeah.
Two, and I mean, Tommy, I think you can back me up on this. Kimmy is not, how would you say this, the warmest person on earth?
No, she ice.
Ice
I'm
queen?
A warm person.
No. You're cold. You're cold-blooded.
Cold-blooded.
I didn't think it was that cold. Guess I'm wrong.
What's your angle?
I don't have an angle.
You can just be honest. What's your angle? It's okay.
I saw your daughters at the game where you threw out the first pitch, and that's when I started thinking about it. I was like, wow, like they're getting so old, and like I started having like, I don't know, guilt about like not seeing them play in any of their activities or anything.
Old Aunt Kimmy, she's missing all the golden years.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
They grow up so fast, Pat.
Look,
they grow up so fast.
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. It is very nice of you. I agree. And I'll be straight up with you.
Uh-huh.
Stella would be unbelievably excited.
I don't know. Now you have me feeling weird about coming.
No, Stella would be super excited if you came out and watch a game. Genuine celebrity, Tommy, coming out to the ring.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Yeah. But if you do this,
yeah,
and now it's too late. It's already been set in motion.
All right.
You have set off a series of events that is going to have a ripple effect.
Why?
For both
catching a game?
Okay. So we'll start with this question.
Yeah.
And the phone number is 252 to everyone, 252-9263, 252-WCMF to everyone listening to this show. What is your obligation to your friends' kids' activities. Not your relatives, not your niece, not your nephews. You got a buddy.
Kids you've known since they were little.
Exactly.
Watch grow up.
Yep, your neighbors, your friends' kids, all this stuff. Because, Tommy, I seem to remember someone in this room making fun of their dad in the past for wanting to go watch his friends' kids play high school sports.
Who was that dad?
Who was that that made fun of,
All of us.
But I have not asked to go to see your dog run in the backyard.
No, that would be weird.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You crushed your dad.
I crushed him as bad as you guys did.
You crushed your dad because he went and watched his kid, just like your daddy, Tommy. Like your dad.
Cold like your daddy.
Should you offer to go watch your friend's kids play sports, do their activities?
That would never cross my mind.
You did, though.
That was his wife's idea.
Like, I've known you for many years.
25 years now.
Decades, right? And I've been around for both your children's birth and birthdays. I've never been to either your children's birthday parties.
No, you have not.
Oh, I've been to a birthday party.
I've never sent either your children a birthday card or a birthday present.
Thanks for that, by the way.
So I'm going to keep going on my streak.
But here's the thing. You have gone to one of their events each. You went and saw my youngest when she was in the Nutcracker.
You beat me.
And you went and saw one of Stelly's hockey games like 7 years ago.
Right. But if I went, let's say I never got married.
Uh-huh.
And I'm still doing the gig here now.
Mm-hmm.
I would have never gone to those.
So that brings up the elephant in the room number one.
What's that?
Now that Kimmy has asked to go to one of my daughter's hockey games,
mm-hmm.
and we'll be going,
mm-hmm.
you also have to go.
Yeah, but I ain't.
But he did. He beat me to it. Yeah,
I did my tour.
No, but he went when she was really little. Now
I mean,
it's like
real
hockey.
Whether or not it was his idea, he did show up.
But no, it's real hockey now because, like, you know, now my daughter will appreciate you being there. She'd be super excited.
Don't.
She would be super excited.
Your kids don't like me.
They hate you. But it's the fact that you came out and showed up. If Kimmy goes, you, having known me longer and us having a tighter relationship based on time and grade, would be a huge dick if you didn't go.
Yeah, you can't do this, man. You can't do this.
Why?
Because I don't want to go.
Well, I already said I would, so now I have to.
And by the way,
that sounds like somebody who wants to be there.
Well,
now I said I would, I have to
saying,
go.
Like, now I you're can't obligated choose to not to go now.
Okay, then that means if you go to this, then you got to go to Claire's tennis.
And that brings up the second issue. I have two
daughters. I'll go to Claire's tennis.
When you have two kids.
I've never been to a high school tennis match, but I'll try it out.
Nor had I, but I have a blast. Mm. For example, today, sectionals, we're coming for you, Wayne. 4 o'clock. Be there, be square. Like, you can come today if you wanted to. Tennis.
It's a weekday.
No, it's Wayne. It's a quick 45-minute drive down 104.
45 minutes.
And then we'll watch a nice tennis match.
Yeah, I can't do it. I can't do it.
It is funny. Like, when you have two kids, it is a socialist paradise. Like, all things must be equal or everything falls out of balance.
And as soon as you step into that arena, man, you're stuck. You're in.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why, too, but being somebody without kids of my own, I feel more obligated to go to friends' kids' stuff.
Have you done this for other friends?
Yeah.
Why?
Oh, really? Before my kids?
Well, like dance shows and stuff.
But why would you do that? Like, you don't have kids.
Because it's my friend, and I've known those kids since they were little kids.
But you don't have kids.
No.
And I don't know if you're
ever played. It's more, when they're really little, it's kind of more for the parents.
But you're free.
Yeah.
Why do it at all?
I don't know.
They don't care.
my daughter cares.
They
my daughter would be over
they
the
They only care if you put it on the radar, right?
She
put it on the radar. If she never put it on the radar, she never went, it wouldn't exist. But now that she opened up her mouth, she's stuck. Why?
But she genuinely wanted to go.
I don't get people that don't, or aren't, I never got people that aren't obligated doing stuff. It makes no sense. Like, if you get
hold on. I want to back up to what you just said. I want to say back to you. I don't get people that aren't obligated doing stuff.
Right. Like, you don't have to do this, man. Like, the rest of us, like, whatever your obligations are, you got to trudge off. You got to paint a face and do it. I get it.
Sure.
But what are you doing here, man?
She wants to go. She's getting older. She's watching these children grow up. These children that she helped raise not talking to for 10 years.
Yeah.
252 WCMF 252-9263. Yesterday, I'm leaving. Kimmy, for the first time ever, we worked together over a decade, goes, hey, let me know when some of your daughter's hockey games are. I want to go check out a game. And I immediately became suspicious.
You stopped dead in your tracks and just stared at me.
We only know one guy that does this, and he's a weirdo.
Well, does this, but I'm not going to.
He shows up at other people's kids. He has no kids, and he shows up. And I go, he's weird.
But
I get as a single man, it's a different look.
Are you going to make your husband go?
If he wants to. I haven't talked to him about it.
Oh, no, see, here's the thing, though. If you show up alone, then we know he didn't want to. Oh, so yeah, he's forced
I haven't
to
asked him yet.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Rammer. Hey, Rammer. How are you, buddy?
Hey, good morning. Doing good. How are you doing?
Good, man. What's up?
I think Kimmy's entering her maternal crisis mode.
Oh, here we go.
I don't want to know where this is going.
She's at that age. She hasn't committed to having kids. And, you know, now maybe she's trying to live vicariously through yours.
It all makes sense.
You know, feels like maybe she's missing out on something. This is a good way to step in and get a little taste of the action to make her final decision. I don't, you know.
You're making kids sound like Vegas.
So wait, what you're
saying
is.
I've been around people with kids, Rammer.
No.
You want a little piece of the action. Though,
this makes sense, Kimmy. Yeah, it's your ovaries screaming at the top of their lungs.
But being around people who have kids is not the same as participating in their kids' activities.
Oh, true.
Like you're about to step into now. I mean, he's got it right. You're going to have to go to the tennis matches, and then now it's going to be, you know, be careful with
paying
your
for their college.
Yeah, actually, can I talk to you about that?
You know, next thing you're going to be on the, you know, hockey game road trips. And
oh, yeah, you can come to D.C. with us this weekend.
Ooh.
Jump in the back seat.
Yeah.
Free ride.
You know, be some, you know, some stuff going on there where now the teenage daughters are going to play you against their mom when they don't get their way.
Yep, there you go.
Well, I'm calling in Kimmy because Kimmy will do it. I don't know, man. You're open. Pandora's box is open wide here.
Yeah. So you heard all the things Rammer said. Rammer, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. No, I mean, that is the other weird thing.
What was that?
Yeah.
Well, like, look, if we're going to talk, you know what this feels like?
What is it?
This feels like, you know, when like an NFL player has like a father walk out on them and then they get to the NFL and then he's like, hey, remember me?
Yeah.
I want to be there just in case they hit.
Exactly. It kind of feels like
I'm
what's happening
in on
here.
Your daughter's success.
Yes. Yeah, like, hey, because you had the ability to be cool Aunt Kimmy for like the last decade. You wanted no part of it. But now all of a sudden she's playing.
I'm just asking
she's playing
to go to a
double
game.
A travel
You're
going to
be
hockey.
Like Patrick Mahomes' dad. He's behind the ropes. Even though the kid just won a Super Bowl.
I've gone to your daughter's birthday parties.
You went against your will, and that was my bad because
no,
I should not
fair.
Look. I should not have invited you. That was my mistake. I
no,
thought
your
you,
daughter invited me.
You're right.
I got the personal Stella invite,
but you got trapped. You had no choice there.
Yeah. I also wanted to go for the Ryan show. There were a lot of reasons I wanted to be there.
Well, Ryan did perform.
No, I remember.
Yeah, it was great.
I'm sure it was
Stella Jam.
Stella, who doesn't want to see Stella Jam?
We had lanyards and everything. 252 WCMF, 252-9263. What really sucks about this?
What's that?
And what, Kimmy, you did not think this through at all.
I really did, and I instantly regretted.
You weren't even drinking. Oh, man. Did you just do an edible before you spoke?
No.
That gummy kicking
came
in?
To my mind.
When it comes to gestures for other people's kids,
yeah.
For some folks, it's never enough. Because you can have the best of intentions, go out of your way to do a nice thing, and end up in a socially worse situation.
Yeah.
For example, I know my 15-year-old. When Kimmy shows up, she is going to be super excited.
Okay.
And she's going to act like it's no big deal, but she'll be telling her teammates, yeah. You know, you're coming. She'll be pointing out from the bench. And then when I'm driving her home,
mm-hmm.
She will go, so what game is Kimmy coming to next?
She's not going to care.
I am telling you right now.
That's how kids work.
Yes. She especially
as
if she
a
plays
teenager,
well, she's gonna want to impress you. Yes, like bro, 15-year-old girls act like nothing matters in the world to them, and everything matters in the world.
I mean, I didn't care her age.
Well, you never made the junior MXAA hockey team.
I guess not.
Travel hockey team. It just that wasn't a thing in your career. No, but I'm telling you, if she plays well, or you know, just the fact that you're there, she's gonna ask me, well, when's Kimmy coming to the next one, or can Kimmy come to this one, or so you're signing yourself up.
They look up to you.
Yeah.
They look up to you.
I don't know why.
No, but you're setting an example for women.
Okay. They also have a mother who is a doctor. I'm pretty sure they have an example they can look to.
Yeah, but mom is mom. This is cool Aunt Kimmy, according to you.
Maybe they want to grow up and be like Kimmy. Look like Kimmy. Because boys are gross.
Maybe I shouldn't show up to this.
No, it's too late. You're already in.
All right.
It's too late. We got Instagram messages coming in again. Kimmy, out of nowhere yesterday, worked with each other for over a decade. First time ever. She goes, hey,
weirdo, man.
Tell me what you look at her as a weirdo for wanting to go to this game.
Oh, my God. Yes.
I didn't think it was that strange.
Okay, no, it's nice. I'm not saying it's not a nice gesture. I just think you made a mistake. Nisa writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF. She says, I think it all depends on how close you are with the friend. Like, my bestie is more of a sibling to me than my actual siblings. If I had kids, I would be hurt a little if they didn't show up to things occasionally. So should I be hurt that it took her over a decade to want to do this?
No, I don't. I
But you've already established yourself as a terrible human being.
I am terrible. I am selfish. But she's kind of like me for the most part, with the selfish and the self-centered what? And the cold, the lack of emotion, the short hair, the no makeup.
I'm disturbed. I have no words.
Well, no. I mean, you've said before on the show, mm-hmm. In reference to me, that you know people think they know what their reputation is,
mm-hmm.
and then they find out what their reputation is. And maybe the reputation you thought you had isn't the reputation.
I guess so.
Maybe.
I'm female Tommy.
I don't know.
That is terrifying.
We've mentioned
But
Tommy.
Now that you say this.
Tommy. We
the
have
interactions
a Tommy.
That I have had around this building. You may be onto something here.
Yeah.
We got more Instagram messages coming in. We got ladies jumping. It's been a big lady show today, Tommy.
Wow, look at that.
Kirsten.
Kirsten. Okay, what a Kirsten.
Kirsten. She writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF. I'm with Kimmy. I'm the child-free fun aunt that likes, feels like I need to do stuff for other people's kids, and yes, get accused of testing out motherhood. No thanks. Snipped and 32, LOL. That was a lot. You didn't have to tell us that.
So she's claiming she's the cool aunt?
That's what she says. She goes on to say, just appreciate that I made the offer without making it weird. I can't. I cannot.
You did make it really weird.
But don't most people look at the cool aunt later on in life as a real loser? Right? Like, when you think that cool aunt.
I'm hoping this is a new generation of cool aunts.
No, I mean, do you realize it, too? That just hit Kimmy like a ton of bricks if you saw the look on her face. I mean, Kimmy, think of the cool aunts you knew back in the day.
Yeah, but they were also alcoholics.
They all were alcoholics.
Yeah, but alcohol's down. There's more things people are imbibing in now.
Yeah, they're running dart leagues, edibles.
Wait, so Kimmy's got a new job, a new couple of jobs?
Yeah, by the airport, but not in the airport. But thank God right now the way things are going.
What's she driving?
She's driving her late grandfather's Crown Vic that still has a Bush Cheney bumper sticker.
But like the clothes that she wears.
All of her clothes are birthday clothes. Cool aunt.
Hey, I'm Cool Aunt Kimmy. Check me out. You girls want a margarita? Hey, all right. Check me out, guys. Christina writes us on Instagram, Kimmy, get ready to go look at colleges with the girls. It's only God. 2 years away. Is she going to be that person? I went to West Virginia and I had fun. You guys gotta
Here's the other thing. If you kind of, they'll ask you for things behind your back.
Oh, yeah. Are you prepared for that?
I don't think I'm that close yet.
Well, no, let's.
Not with
no,
your
but
kids.
You're a rube. You're a shill.
My 15-year-old
yeah.
is Machiavellian. Very, very manipulative.
She Italian?
Let's say my 15-year-old. Mm-hmm. Hey, can I borrow $20 behind my back? What do you do?
I'd give your daughter $20.
You give my daughter $20.
Yeah. That's nothing. That's easy stuff.
Yeah.
She think about throwing Pat's out of town, throwing a party.
Yeah.
Need a little liquor.
I'm not buying your kid liquor.
But okay. She's gonna ask you.
I'm not at that level.
She's
of
gonna
cool
ask you.
Okay, so on one hand, on one extreme, the liquor you won't do.
Yeah.
Down here, $20 you would do.
Yeah.
In the middle.
What's in the middle?
Well, she's got this boy that she's like. Talking to as a kid.
Yeah.
Right? Italian exchange student.
Yeah.
Hey, Kimmy, you remember what it was like being a 15-year-old
uh-huh,
girl, right?
Yeah.
My dad won't give me a ride to my boyfriend's game. His game.
Yeah. I'm not bringing your daughter anywhere
behind your back.
Kimmy. I don't have that type of relationship.
No, he said I could go, but I need to get a ride.
Daughter.
He said I could go, but I need to get a ride.
No, I'm not.
You're
I'm not
right, really.
I'm not really? Bringing your daughter
anywhere. All right. I'm 15.
Ah! So she's only good for $20.
Yeah. Wow, okay.
My line is $20.
Call yourself a cool aunt.
Now I'm totally going to have my daughter ask her for $20 and put it right back in my pocket. You
think you're getting that $20 back from your daughter?
Good point. 252 WCMF. We'll get to the phones again in a second. Troy writes, bro, don't fall for it. Kimmy's playing a long con right now. She's going to show up at your kid game and then down the road, boom, you're helping her hide a body. No, that's not worth going to my kid's game.
All right.
One more call. 252 WCMF, a girl dad himself.
Oh.
Ben's on CMF. Hey, Ben, how are you, buddy?
Doing pretty good. How are you guys doing?
Good.
So my best friend, his daughter is, I think, like a year younger than my girl's. And I remember when he had his daughter, I go from like 1,000, like from 0 to 1,000 in a split second. So I'm thinking like 20 years down the road, like, all our daughters play hockey and they play on the same line in the future. So, needless to say, I will go if she plays sports. Me and my daughter are going to watch her play because that's their best friend.
But that makes sense. Yeah. Like your daughters are friends with their daughter. Your daughter's friends with their daughter. Like Kimmy, she has no children.
I don't have.
What
that
are you gonna do?
Connection.
Bring a dog to the rink? What a weirdo! Check out my dog. It's like I dressed up my dog like a girl.
Kool-Aid guy.
I'm Kool-Aid Kimmy. Oh, yeah, who wants a margarita? Who needs a ride to their boyfriend's house?
Also, me and my friend, we grew up, like, we've been friends since 16, so I don't think it's really that weird to go to his daughter's hockey club.
No, I mean, look, if that's a relationship you established...
But you don't have cable.
I don't know. Even if it was, like, a single friend, I wouldn't care if they came and watched my girls play sports.
Okay, no, I don't care. Ben, thanks for the call, buddy. Again. I want to be clear. Yeah. This is a very, very nice gesture. Mm-hmm. And my daughter is going to be over the moon. Yeah. I just want to know where the F it came from.
Okay.
That's all.
Right.
And I still don't trust this. Something weird's going on.
Probably.
I don't know.
Are you trying to get Bills tickets when she's on? She's got games?
I mean, if you got them.
There it is. Let's take a break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
20 years ago, tomorrow would have been a holiday in our area.
Oh, really?
But the lack of success from this franchise, who there are a ton of diehards that love, have caused indifference.
Yeah.
So much so that they now have to step this game up in hopes of bringing people back down to watch some NHL hockey.
Ooh.
You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Okay, so tomorrow night, live right here on 96.5 WCMF, your Buffalo Sabres kick off the season. 7 p.m. puck drop against the New York Rangers. Also,
81 games to go, folks.
The Baby Sabres, Rochester Americans, kick off Friday night at the Blue Cross Arena, celebrating their 70th season.
Oh, my God.
So the Sabres, big parent club style, have not been good.
For years.
Been a tough couple years.
They have the longest.
Tough decade.
Yeah. Yeah, tough decade and a half. They have the longest active playoff drought in the NHL.
Yeah.
I think they have the longest active playoff drought of the four major sports. No,
like in recorded history.
It's not. Even diehard Sabres fans like myself have become apathetic.
Yeah.
Right? People are not going down to the arena like they used to. Season tickets have been just bleeding out of the arena. So, knowing that the hockey... at least recently, has not gotten people out. They got to do something to get them out.
Jazz it up.
You got it. So not only are you going to get a rally towel opening night.
Yeah, but you'll never use it.
Well, you could use it to wipe your face after having some of their new food selections. And one of them stood out to both Kimmy and I think, for different reasons.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know Tage Thompson? He's the superstar of the Buffalo Sabres. Scores a lot of goals. He's like 7 feet tall. One of their new options, a sandwich. It is called the Big Parm Thompson. Tage Thompson's pregame meal. It's chicken parm and vodka sauce.
All right.
The Big Tage is a 2 foot long chicken parm sandwich.
Wait, that's a plank of sandwich.
Yep. It is a 2 foot long baguette cut open with chicken parm and vodka sauce.
How do you? You got to share that thing.
Yeah, if you're a bitch.
How do you even eat it without bumping the guy in front of you or next to you?
Well, that was my question because. It's not a food you can easily share.
It's going to be in your pants.
But it's a lot of food.
Yes.
That's not a one-man sandwich.
Okay. Now, here's the thing.
Two feet of chicken.
Of a heavy-ass sandwich.
Yeah. Not cold cuts, chicken parm.
I could absolutely eat 2 feet of chicken parm sandwich, without question.
But where do you even set it down.
That's what I'm saying. Like, how do you eat it? Right. You can't eat it at your seat.
So they thought about this. You can.
Will they give you a tripod?
So it comes in like a long box with handles on it, right?
Much like your mom.
So,
but you're going to be smacking the people next to you.
Much like your mom. Big old sloppy box.
Got that?
Full of parm and box sauce. Go Sabres. Where's my rally towel? I got to wipe my face with his vodka sauce.
Okay, so it's obviously designed to share.
Yeah.
They cut it up into 6-inch increments. So okay. You got
all right,
pieces.
So it's squared up.
Yeah, right, so right. Like when you have 2 feet sitting across two laps, yeah, you can put this across the lap of whoever you all came right. with or the four people you're there with.
But yes.
Nobody... It's just a weird thing to share.
Yeah, it is.
Like we're not talking about nachos, pretzels, a sub in a...
It's
in
a hot sub.
An arena sub is an odd menu item.
I think it's a great idea.
Okay.
Every other food.
I mean, it looks delicious. It sounds delicious.
It sounds like something I would have at a Super Bowl party.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like as a party platter.
Okay.
Yeah. Not at a Super Bowl game.
Why are you guys such bitches right now?
Because
like, this is the greatest stadium food idea ever.
It's not going to get anybody to go to this.
I
want to go there and get my pants stained with red sauce because you're going to be wearing it.
No.
Red sauce squirts.
It's a light red. It's vodka sauce.
That is.
What's also strange about Sabres games, too, is are you going to the Sabres game to eat dinner? Because they have all those like restaurants and bars around it. I always kind of thought people ate before, and then you're looking for more of like a snack-style food in the game.
So you can do both. I mean, hockey games and basketball games, like NBA games specifically, always have better like actual meal options than NFL traditionally, although that's changing with new stadiums. And with this new Bills stadium, it may be different.
Yeah.
Like, they have kick-ass beef on Weck sandwiches in the concourse.
So that makes sense.
Yeah, at the Sabres games. And they'll cut it right off the... You know, bone for you.
Yeah.
So like that's good.
Like when I go to a baseball, like when I go to the Red Wings game, like I'm going there to eat.
Yeah.
Because there's so many cool options.
Yeah. I don't know if I feel the same about other sporting events.
Well, look, if you're looking for snacks, they got plenty of those. So they're breaking down the menu for the Sabres based on time period. So like every 2 months, they're turning the menu over. For example, between November 11th and January 6th, you'll be able to go out, amongst other things, and get a sausage and cheddar stuffed torpedo pretzel.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a wait. So the sausage is stuffed inside the pretzel
with the cheese, and it's a torpedo pretzel, so it's long.
Oh, okay.
What is so many long foods?
Yeah, what's with the 2 foot thing?
What?
Again, I don't want that much goddamn bread.
Why? Because you're a bitch.
When I'm sitting in a seat, I just want the easiest thing to
eat. That's again, like, how do I navigate that around other people?
How about January 7th to March 9th? How about Nutella and banana fried dough?
Okay,
beaver tail.
So that's right as hope fades. Okay.
No, bro. March, hope has been gone, traditionally.
Okay.
You got the Junior Dominator, a double burger with brisket on top, bacon, barbecue, and boom sauce. I don't even want to know what that is.
Wait. You've never had boom sauce?
Why did I say boom sauce? No, I've never had boom sauce.
Oh, my God. It's delicious, man.
Yeah.
You want to try some?
Yeah, sure. Where could I get some?
I just got into the boom sauce business, buddy.
Get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
Where's that?
Got a little kiosk.
What's it called?
It's located in the men's room.
Yeah, we got it.
It's called Uncle Saber Tommy's Boom to Your Face Sauce. There's no hope for you left because it's March.
You know, if you go opening day, which is tomorrow till November 10th, you got some options like they got Buffalo Chicken Finger Pizza. That sounds good.
Okay.
Ham and Cheese Stuffed Pretzel. That sounds good. And what they call the Porker Burger, which is just your mom's face on a burger. It's actually called the Porker Burger, though. Pulled pork, bacon, chipotle barbecue, Swiss cheese.
Oh, that sounds good.
Onion ring on this burger.
Yeah.
Criminally underrated, by the way. Egg and onion ring on a burger.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Very drippy menu.
You are such a bitch.
Why?
You are such a bitch.
Mean, if I dress nice. There's a lot of stuff that's going to fall off those sandwiches.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm going to a game, I'm going to probably not look like a slob.
Yeah, no, you really want to dress up for the hockey game.
But, I mean, those jerseys you buy are expensive.
You
no,
just eat it over the box.
Those jerseys are like going to Adrian Jules and getting a goddamn suit.
You eat it over the box. You don't be a bitch.
Oh, again, like your mom.
Oh, my
just
God.
Just eat right over the box.
We come back.
I think you're missing it.
With the box of sauce.
Yeah, that's why no woman ever hangs around him. Oh, here I come. Nom, nom, nom.
Over the box.
That's her belly button.
Come back.
Get that little man in the canoe.
He's not even listening right now.
I'm thinking about that little man in the canoe.
Come back. Wrap it up tomorrow.
Paddle faster.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.